Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
How about that?
Yeah, okay. I can usually tell when you have something to say, but I thought you did there.
No.
How about what?
How about, you know, what I just said?
Oh, before
we're
the
live
break.
Everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, okay. It was simpler than I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. How about that? We are. It's, yeah.
Isn't that
technology's
great?
Technology's amazing.
Isn't that
right?
A great thing?
You just open the app and there we are.
Isn't that cool?
You can see us. We're running around talking. Yeah. Have fun. We know you look forward to this. Monday at 5 is the hour of candidates. Do you look forward to this, John? I know you do.
I look forward to everything.
You're in a very cheery mood today. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you 30 seconds of precious KFI airtime to make your pitch for office. That's Monday at 5:05 is when we open up the lines. They will be locked off until then, so don't call early. Don't try to get in line at like 4:30. It's not going to happen. You're not going to get through. It's going to be ramp, ramp, ramp. Want me to keep doing that?
Yeah, that's a real pleasant sound.
The number, you can jot it down because we don't often give it out. I think it's been months since we took actual listener calls, hasn't it? Probably.
Well.
You know what I was going to do? Maybe we'll do this next week. Talk to people that have given up on working. Did you see the story today?
Do you think you could rouse them to dial the phone?
That's a good point.
Yeah,
numbers that came out today, the number even increased more. Men 25 to 44 who were not participating in the workforce, it jumped again a little bit. So
it is fascinating. I don't know how many people would want to talk about it. But generally, they're not married because, like I said yesterday, women don't marry guys who don't work unless, you know, you're a tech billionaire and you've retired. So odds are they don't have a partner. They don't have a job. Do they really just watch porn and play video games all day?
What's wrong with that?
I'm not passing judgment on it. Is that really the life?
Sounds pleasant.
Us?
I don't play video games. And I don't watch porn. But
I was going to say.
Some people spend a lot of time doing those things. Yeah, I'm not one of them.
I thought you were just going
to
deny them.
Wouldn't you like to watch baseball all day, if there was such a thing?
Yes. That's why I force myself to work, because if I'm not working, it's not going to be good.
Yeah. I remember when I first met you, you did a morning show, so you'd be home early. You would just lie there the rest of the day. I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I had no
eventually
mind.
Might get up and... eat a half a hamburger, and then later on have a drink at the bar downstairs, and that was about your day.
Well, and I was living with three other guys. We'd all do the same thing.
Yeah, we'd all do the same thing. The latest poll shows that the Los Angeles mayor's race is very close, and what's significant to point out is just this one paragraph. In the last poll just over a month ago, Karen Bass led among Latino likely voters by 6 points, 35 to 29. She now trails by 17% in that same group to Caruso, 48 to 31. That's where he's really pulled, turned this race around.
Well, I mentioned
he has reached out and he has got a lot of ads in Spanish. Whatever they are, I don't see them. They're working, it looks like.
I mentioned this yesterday. I've been looking at where he campaigns every day.
Yeah, you did.
I ended up on somebody's email list, right? And he sends out an email, or his staff does, so that the press can cover one thing or another. And he has a lot of events every day, and most of them have been in Hispanic and Black neighborhoods. Not all of them, but a disproportionate number compared to the way you watch most candidates conduct business. And it's been very consistent for months now. He has put a tremendous amount of time into those neighborhoods. He's doing a lot of advertising, I'm sure. I don't watch Spanish TV, but I'm sure there's plenty of ads. But the actual, you know, contact with people, and you know how that works, because in a lot of those neighborhoods, these are crowded neighborhoods, and if somebody like him shows up, word spreads.
Right.
People hear about it. People talk about it. And I'm guessing it's generated a lot of goodwill, because they know what Caruso said yesterday to us. It's like everybody feels like they haven't been heard. No matter what neighborhood you go to, from the west side to the east side to the valley, people feel like nobody's listening. And that is the hallmark of this entire era in Los Angeles. Nobody's home in government. Garcetti's not there. City council's not there. They're busy taking bribes and hookers. Nobody's there. And so now here comes a guy, and he's there, and he's talking to them. And don't underestimate that. When somebody talks about the stuff you care about, the power it has.
That's what Trump did.
That's what Trump did. And I have explained that.
He did rally after rally all over the place, reaching and getting people to understand that he understands.
Right? I can't tell you how many conversations I've had over the last 6 or 7 years with somebody who's either anti-Trump or doesn't understand the Trump phenomena. And it's the first thing I always say. I go, he went into middle-class, blue-collar sections of the country and talked about the stuff they cared about. Talked about their jobs being sent overseas. Talked about this global trade with China. Talked about immigration. Talked about stuff that was deeply impacting their lives.
Yep.
And that's why he got as much as he did.
One thing that also happened, according to this poll, her unfavorability rating rose significantly. Those Caruso ads, Scientology, the USC scholarship, people don't really know much about Karen Bass. She's been around a long time, but they're looking at that and they're like, I'm buying, she's one of those creepy politicians.
Right. So the Scientology thing was just icky. It just made you uncomfortable. And then the scholarship thing from USC looks like a bribe. Looks like she was doing the same thing that Ridley Thomas did.
And in fact, she still hasn't turned over the application.
No.
Because she said at a debate, oh yeah, I applied. I can provide it to you before the election. Hadn't done that. And in fact, she's not even answering questions about it anymore, saying, I've said enough about this. But the truth is, she didn't formally apply. The dean got her in.
Yeah. No, the dean offered it to her.
The dean that's now guilty in a case involving Mark Ridley Thomas.
Right. So it was the same thing as Ridley Thomas. And the prosecutors want to use the Bass deal as evidence to bolster the Ridley Thomas case. Why they don't charge her with something, I don't know. Makes no sense to me. Nobody's explained that. Maybe she's got some kind of Teflon. Maybe it's because she's running for mayor and they don't want to go through that. But nobody's explained to me why it isn't the same thing. On paper, it looks like an exact copy. So, that drove down her negatives, because she's running around Miss Nice and Smiley and Charming, and it's like, oh, my God, you got a freaking $95,000 scholarship? Who gets that? Who gets that? You're in your 60s?
Now,
would you get that?
Here is another nugget, which I find troubling and I think indicative as to what's going to happen next week. 20% of people surveyed already voted. Caruso had a slight lead there, 49-46. People are going to vote on election day like John Cobelt. He's also leading. Guess where she's ahead? Oh, people who plan to mail or drop off their ballots but haven't done it yet. 50-33 for Bass.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened in June. They were still counting votes for days, I think even a week or two after election day of the June 7th primary, and she pulled ahead. It's happening again. Now, maybe they won't end up dropping off their ballots or mailing them. They're just saying
who
they're
knows?
Going to do that.
The polling indicates a 4-point differential. That's within the margin of error. I also looked at Real Clear Politics today, had a ranking of all the pollsters, and this Berkeley outfit.
It's, oh, not good?
Out of 21 state pollsters they ranked, Berkeley is 13th. On average, it's off by 3.7 points. So that's roughly the differential between Bass and Caruso. So it nobody knows.
But you know, she had a 15-point lead just a month ago. Now it's 4. And there's 13% that still say they haven't decided which one they're going to pick. So I know this. We're not going to have a definitive result Tuesday night. Not even Wednesday
morning. No, the pattern will be what you say, is that Caruso will have an early lead, and then Bass will start coming on with the mail-in ballots. It's weird because the mail-in ballots come in first, but they're counted last. So that's a little...
Well, because if they come in on election day, they'll tell you they're too busy at polling places and doing all the things they do that they can't look at them yet.
This mail-in thing is just awful. It's just ridiculous. So it's just, you know, ultimately it'll just depend on the total numbers. You know, maybe, so Caruso's strength will be day of voting or week of voting. Her strength is going to be mail-in ballots that come in a month ahead of time, whatever. You know, it's all just the total numbers in the end.
All right. Coming up, your chance at some money. We got another keyword for inflation bonus cash. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. There are two keywords left, and we will have the Moistline folks in the 5 o'clock hour. We will have a hack for the dumpster. We'll bring in all the mob members we can summon to throw this hack in a dumpster who's never really been on our radar much until recently, and certainly deserves, based on comments in the last couple of weeks, to go into the dumpster. Reminds me that I saw a story today that one of the dopey, whether it's MSNBC or CNBC hosts, was trying to explain to her audience that nobody really knows what the word inflation means. It's just a word that economists and journalists use. It means nothing to most people. I'm like, wow, what the hell? That's the most twisted thing I think I've read today. She believes that inflation is just not something people think about or care about or a term that they even use. Wow.
There are so many insane people who are making a lot of money with real media jobs. It's fascinating time. Truly insane. That's what you get for having just too many channels, too wide an internet. You just get crazy people babbling nonsense and millions willing to believe it.
Yeah, some of those audiences are in the hundreds of thousands.
But they make money. She's making a fat salary. Yeah, she definitely is.
Yeah. Now they're starting to lay off some of those folks I've read, so.
Well, good.
Yeah. The corruption at the city of Los Angeles involving the developers and the council people, this past week, we have a federal trial against one of the big companies behind this, Shenzhen New World One, a company owned by a Chinese billionaire developer who's a fugitive. So the company's on trial, not the fugitive, because they don't have him in custody. His name is Wei Huang. He wanted to build a 77-story tower on the site of the LA Grand Hotel downtown. He actually acquired the property years ago in a deal that was like $90 million. And he tried to, here it is, 2011, $90 million. He planned to redevelop into a skyscraper featuring a mix of commercial space along with residential and hotel rooms. He filed an application with the city planning department in June of 2018, but the company did not submit the necessary paperwork to the city before the 2021 deadline. The application was terminated. And the reasons for that is that by then, Jose Huizar was on the radar. They had gone and raided his offices and his home because they believed that he was bribed by this company. In fact, they think it totaled $1.5 million, $250,000 in casino chips, $600,000 loan, which Huizar never paid back. The way they laid this out too in detail, and that's why this trial's kind of fascinating. Now, again, Huizar is not on trial. This is the company. As we said the other day, I don't know what they're going to do, a criminal trial for a company. Can they make it pay something?
Oh, like PG&E. They had to pay.
Yeah, they were found guilty of manslaughter or something.
Right, and the sentence can be the company has to pay money.
Oh.
the way you'd have a civil verdict. You could have a criminal verdict and you pay a fine.
So the gifts, the bribes, included a 10-day trip to Australia, visits to golf resorts, luxury suites, cash, and many private gambling trips to Las Vegas hotels. And what's also fascinating about this story is that Jose Huizar used his own family members to launder the money. His mother, his brother, and his wife are among 14 witnesses who will be called by federal prosecutors to talk about the money laundering. In fact, the wife is still married to him, but she'll testify about multiple instances in which she deposited large amounts of cash into her personal checking account that she allegedly got from Huizar. So I guess they're doing this because they don't want to be in prison.
If you cooperate, yeah, maybe you won't get jail.
Yeah.
He's got his own trial
coming next year, but they're like, well, we don't want to go down with you.
It could be marriage in name only because he was running around on her.
Yeah.
He had a lot of affairs. Remember, it was a sexual harassment case against him.
Yeah, he actually used some of the bribe money to pay somebody off.
Yeah, he was stalking some woman that worked with him. So, you know what? When it comes down to it, when you got a federal prosecution, you tell them everything you spill on all your conspirators and try to save your own rear end.
19 trips to Las Vegas. He went there and met the billionaire. And if you haven't seen it, it's fascinating because casinos are full of cameras and you can see Huizar at the cashier's cage cashing in the chips that I guess were part of the bribes.
Yeah, those are funny pictures.
Another way to launder the money is to be bribed in chips and then you transfer the chips to cash and or you give the chips to family members who
into cash. There's no question he's guilty. A whole lot of them are guilty. I mean,
yeah, one thing I didn't know.
It's $1.5 million and $250,000 in casino chips. I mean, this stuff really existed.
They never got the building built, the development. It never happened. And in fact, they do have a defense attorney for the company who's saying the bribe wasn't necessary because nothing ever happened. Why would we bribe for a project that was never built?
The group of politicians who have either been involved in one scandal or another, they've been in prison, they've been forced from office, they mostly represent a lot of poor areas of the city. And they all should go to jail or be forced to resign or whatever the punishment is. But you have to start looking at the voters here. What are you doing? I mean, Huizar got replaced by De Leon. You want it because everybody wants to complain that they feel like they're not getting their share of the goods in life, right? That their neighborhoods are being treated badly, that the government doesn't pay attention to them, that somehow they're second class. Well, look who you're electing. You're literally electing criminals. Repeatedly electing criminals and thieves and liars. What do you think? You think you're going to have your district well taken care of? They don't even spend 5 minutes on the people in their district. They have no interest. The reason they ran for office is to do this. Huizar knew this is how you conduct business in L.A. That's why he ran. But, if you're willing to walk around and do town hall meetings and, meet the public at their festivals and fairs and say, yes, I'm here to serve the public. I'm here to do good work. I represent you. I care about you. That's all you have to say. People go, oh, he cares about me.
All right. When we come back, you've heard the expression, go woke, go broke. Well, we're going to find out with Twitter if it's go unwoke, go broke. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Your challenge, if you choose to accept it, is this.
Let's go, let's go!
Show up on day one, work out with us for 30 minutes, feel good right away.
Yo!
Repeat 5 days a week for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
5 workouts a week.
We're a body, and we call that a body block.
You pick the block, and you're going to love the experience.
On week four, this part is really important. Take the week off. Seriously, we mean it. Rest, go on vacation, or try something new. Maybe some yoga.
Notice you're not holding on to any tension here.
Or a dance class.
Get sexy with it, daddy.
You do you. And then start again.
Be committed to this process.
Choose a new body block each month. Get a new challenge each month. Have fun every day. Avoid burnout.
You're not going to quit on yourself today.
This is how you reach your goals. You in?
There is nothing that we can't do if we work together.
Sign up for your first body block today. Visit body.com for a free trial. That's BODI.com.
Are you ready to get started?
All right, we got good stuff from Biden and Trump coming your way in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll bring out the Bidenville desk, and we'll tell you what he said in the last 24 hours, which is worth the play on KFI. It's coming up after 4. And, of course, the 5 o'clock hour brings us the Moist Line, two parts, hack in a dumpster. There are still two more keywords where you could possibly win some money here on the John and Ken Show on KFI. So one of the big stories this morning, which had been out there all week, is that there was going to be layoffs at Twitter, formerly now taken over by Elon Musk. The first sign that some of the company's 7,500 employees had that they were being laid off came when their email accounts were shut off late Thursday. I guess that would be a... There apparently wasn't an official word about termination. In Twitter offices in Ireland and Britain, employees stayed up late waiting for the San Francisco headquarters to inform them of their job status. Some did find out that they were unemployed in the middle of the night. I guess Elon Musk has decided that there's a lot of fat to cut there in the Twitter workforce.
Well, there were a lot of executives that were let go before they qualified for some stock bonus that was going to cost Musk millions of dollars. And he also has a heavy debt service to pay because he borrowed a lot of money.
For the $44 billion buyout. Right,
right? Yeah.
It says it's here that he took on $13 billion in debt for the buyout.
Right. So
the company has lost money 8 of the past 10 years.
If you're able to fire 50% of your workforce, I'm assuming most of those people didn't do much useful.
We'll find out, won't we? Engineering and machine learning teams, the trust and safety teams that manage content moderation. Oh, that's your favorite, right?
Oh, that's the one that decides that whose political views are not acceptable, yeah.
And the sales and advertising departments. Now, Musk has admitted in a tweet this afternoon that they did lose a lot of advertising revenue over this change and these decisions. He's also complained, though, that they weren't getting advertising revenue because of all the woke content. So what we're going to find in the long run, if this continues, is whether or not, you know, because he's trying to, he thinks, bring back real free speech. And that's exactly what he wrote.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I mean, if content moderation, he thinks that Twitter overdoes it in terms of woke politics, preventing people from having real free speech.
Oh, he's right. They definitely penalized people who weren't woke enough.
Right. But they deleted or they canceled
like the Hunter Biden story, the New York Post was not allowed to put on Twitter, and they suspended the Post account, I believe, for 2 weeks, and then anybody else who tried to repost the New York the Hunter Biden story, they were also blocked. So that was the most egregious example. I'm not on Twitter. I've never posted on Twitter. I have heard that people who post conservative thoughts tend to have it squashed, and they also all these social media sites have a clever way. It's called shadow banning. They don't outright block or erase your post. They just make sure very few people see it. They have a way of of shrinking your audience without you being able to tell. And wow. Facebook disconnects you from people that they find objectionable. I have a couple of acquaintances on Facebook. They tend to post right-wing stuff, nothing terrible. And suddenly they're disconnected, so I don't see their posts anymore. And I look and I check, and I used to follow them, and now I have unfollowed them. And it happens repeatedly, and that's when I figured out, oh, I get the game here. Content that these moderators don't like or the algorithm doesn't like just automatically disconnects you from all your friends so nobody can see your material. And, you know, that's a stupid game.
Five former Twitter workers filed a class action lawsuit because they say that the company did not follow the laws concerning advance notice of the layoffs. California and federal laws require companies to notify workers in advance of mass layoffs. I think it's at least 60 days. But what I understand this afternoon, Twitter is going to pay people through January so that they have complied, essentially, with that part of the law. The other thing that's happening, and I know this will really bother you, John, celebrities are dropping Twitter.
My God, I can't believe the ink that is wasted on this stuff.
Celebrities have a lot of followers.
Who cares? I looked at that list of celebrities. 80% of them I never heard of. I've just got no interest in this whole world. I don't get it. I don't get following celebrities and waiting to hear what they think on either their personal lives or their politics. I mean, there's almost everything else in life is more entertaining or interesting than that. Everything.
Well,
you know what? Trying to rub cream on a rash is more productive than reading what a celebrity has to say about some news story. Good Lord.
The Volkswagen Group joined several other companies in recommending that their automotive brands, Audi, Lamborghini, Bentley, Porsche, pause their spending on Twitter. The Danish brewing company Carlsberg Group did the same.
People REI. Have used Twitter as a weapon. You've got groups who organize on Twitter in order to attack people that they disagree with. They weaponize these social media sites. There's nothing. There's so much awful stuff that comes out of these sites. I pray every day they all go bankrupt. I really do. I don't care about their issues. I don't care that Elon Musk bought it, what he does with it. He could just set it on fire for all I care.
That seems to be what he's doing. I think what he's trying to do is start over. And if he's going to lose advertisers and he's going to lose followers, he wants to start over with a whole new business model.
Well, it was a crappy business model. They weren't making a lot of money.
They were not.
You know, it was.
And maybe they did have way too many employees.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can fire half of them and still have people being able to tweet, then I don't know what the problem is.
I don't know. When a automotive factory lays off half their workforce, does it get this kind of headlines? Do celebrities say, "Well, I'm not going to buy that model anymore"? No, it's only with tech people at Twitter. We're supposed to cry for that crowd. Why don't they go get a real job?
More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, we'll head over to Bidenville at 4:05. Got a couple of audio clips to play for you. It looks like he finally wanted to correct the record about exactly where his son Bo died. Been saying in some speeches for quite some time now that Bo died in Iraq. Well, Bo was in the military and served in Iraq, but he didn't actually die there. But that's Biden's interpretation. You'll see why he says that.
Because he doesn't remember.
Maybe.
You can't misinterpret where your son died.
He's interpreted it differently because he thinks his son got cancer in Iraq that killed him. So he attributes it to Iraq and says he died there.
He died in Washington, and there's no proof that he got the cancer because he served in Iraq.
That's right.
He's just made that up.
When you got another son named Hunter, you got to rely on Bo for anything you can for sympathy. So he brings it up as often.
Wouldn't
as
you
can.
Like to know the true story of the Hunter Biden childhood with Joe?
Somebody should do that story.
How does somebody turn out that toxic and destructive?
And Joe also said that we were the poorest in Congress, he and his wife. Is that true? But I think that's indicative as to why the Bidens have been trying to enrich themselves all these years with Hunter's business deals.
Why the whole family is made up of crooks?
Yeah. All right, we'll talk about all this after the news at 4 o'clock. One thing that's particularly annoying in this world of, John has pointed out, horrible social media. People want to post things that go viral. They want to get a lot of likes, get a lot of attention. Is the parent that every now and then tries to involve their children in some record-making feat. Last Saturday, the announcement was that an 8-year-old boy has climbed to the top of Yosemite's 3,000-foot El Capitan. And it's a man by the name of Joe Baker. I'm so proud of my son. He's now officially the youngest person to climb El Capitan. But many are questioning whether or not he actually climbed the face, because it says that apparently what they did was two climbers set up a rope for the father and son to use hand clamps to climb up the rope. They ever didn't really touch the rock's face as they ascended. Still, I think it's kind of scary sounding, but technically that's not really rock climbing. That's sort of rope hauling. Some guy by the name of Tom Evans, who hangs out in Yosemite Valley, is a guy with nothing to do, and he takes pictures of people climbing. And he says they didn't climb a foot. They don't deserve any recognition. All they had to do was go up this little rope. They had no other responsibility otherwise. Hail the guides who were the climbers. Those guys were just tag-alongs. Climbing a rock is not climbing a rope.
They were pulled up on a rope?
They use hand clamps to pull themselves up on the rope. Right. The rope was
hand
set
clamps.
Up by the actual rock climbers. Right.
Well, this
kind
is
of a weird thing.
This
but
is
I
a
think
load of horse crap, isn't it?
There's one thing that scares me more than anything is rock climbing. I could never, ever, ever, ever do that. I would not ever try that. When you watch those people, do you ever watch those documentaries?
I got two sons who do a lot of it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what kind of equipment you have. That's way too scary for me.
Oh, they do stuff. They send me videos and I pass out.
Yeah. One misstep. I'm completely flummoxed by it. But, you know, what I'm saying is fine. You can climb a rock, but to get your eight-year-old kid involved in this and then try to make it sound like, you know, because people take this seriously, as you can see. If you're not really rock climbing, then what are you doing? And why are you involving your eight-year-old in an attempt to get attention
and claim
a world record?
Because
that's just sad.
The biggest mental disease in this country is narcissism.
Right. The need to be recognized, to get attention.
Right. Who knew? I guess this was always inside people. We just, you know, if they'd invented all these stupid social media forms, 50 years ago, I suppose we would have found out then. But
like,
who knows that people are so desperate to be noticed and have a little bit of fame.
I read a few months ago that a family made like an eight-year-old run a marathon. I mean, 26 miles?
I don't even know if I believe that.
I forget how old the kid was.
Well, a marathon in one day? In one shot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forget how many hours he did it in.
I don't believe that. Over 2 weeks maybe?
No.
Sleeping in hotels? I mean...
No, it was, you know, the best marathoners can do it in a couple of hours, but I don't think it was...
And not an eight-year-old.
Well, I don't know if he was eight. It was a child, but I forget how old he was. I don't remember the age of that. This is an eight-year-old that climbed El Capitan, but not a... I don't remember how old the kid was that ran the marathon.
You'd have to be past puberty to...
Let their kids have a childhood. Don't try to involve them in your glory for records.
Narcissism is more powerful than anything.
It's clearly
incredible,
so.
Incredibly powerful force in people. And you can't dislodge it either. You can't cure it.
We'll take a walk into Bidenville when we return for some new audio. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.